Praise God. Glory to God. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord again tonight. Lord, well, it's good to be back in church here tonight. Praise God. While you're standing, I want to draw your attention to 2 Kings chapter number 7. 2 Kings chapter number 7. Praise God. And while you're turning there, we want to say how much, once again, we appreciate being here. What an opportunity, a grand opportunity to see what God's doing here in Lebanon. Praise God. I give God all the praise and glory for what He's doing. And I believe God is working a work in this end time hour. It may look dark, but the light is still shining bright in Lebanon at Landmark Pentecostal Church. Praise God. Praise God. This is going to be inspirational tonight. And God will help me to preach here in 2 Kings chapter number 7. Praise God. I want to begin at verse number 3. And actually, you know what? Just hold your finger on that scripture if you can do it. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 60. I want to go to Isaiah chapter 60 first. Praise God. Sorry about that. We'll figure out where Isaiah is here in a little bit. Praise God. This is in the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 60. I want to begin at verse number 1. When you have it, say, praise the Lord. Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see. All they gather together, gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Praise God, and amen. What a prophecy by the prophet Isaiah. And then we want to go to 2 Kings chapter number 7. We're going to tie this in together here tonight and see what the Lord will say to us. In 2 Kings chapter number 7, I want to begin at verse number 3. The Bible says, and there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we were entering into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp, of Syria, behold, praise God, there were no man there, for the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even a noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites, the kings of the Egyptians, to come upon us. Praise God. And I want to stop right there. I want to save a little bit of my voice here. Praise God. By the help of the Lord, I want to go back to verse number 5 and preach from this title here tonight. The Bible says they rose up in the twilight. And I want to preach rising up in the twilight. Rising up in the twilight. Now these four leprous men, they were not supposed to be close to civilization. Now these four leprous men, they step out of the norm into the abnormal. These four leprous men had to do something. So I feel tonight somebody gonna rise up. Somebody's gonna rise up. Let's clap our hands to the Lord before we're seated tonight. Look at somebody and say, will you rise up in the twilight? Praise God. Woo! In Jesus' name, you can be seated tonight. Rising up in the twilight. Amen. We read in Isaiah chapter number 60 where Isaiah prophesied and he said that the Lord would rise upon his people. And then we read in 2 Kings chapter number 7 about four leprous men. I heard of a story of a young boy. And the young boy had been playing with his siblings and he had fell. And this young boy, and the way boys are, he kept playing because he was all boys. But before long, this little boy began to feel pain in that leg that he had fell upon. And the mom and the dad evaluated this little boy's leg and recognized that swelling began to form in this little boy's leg. And finally he had to put him in the bed. And this little boy began to, develop a discoloration in his leg. And praise God. And finally they had to get a hold of the doctor. And the doctor finally came. And the doctor told the parents that I have to cut the little boy's leg off. And the little boy heard that. And the little boy said, no, you're not going to cut off my leg. And this little boy had boldness. This little boy had conviction. And it filtered down to the mom and dad and the siblings. And he told them, don't let the doctor come beyond this door to cut off my leg. And they stood guard at the door. And this little boy, began to, hallelujah, just had something down inside of him to tell him to go ahead. Praise God. And finally the mom and dad, amen, as they were standing guard at the door, they remembered an old granddad that had believed in divine healing. Praise God. And something triggered in this family. And they said, if granddad believed in divine healing, we're going to believe God to touch our little boy's leg. And they begin to pray around the clock. The mom and dad and the siblings. I thank God tonight there's going to be somebody that's going to rise up and begin to pray and get a hold of God and believe God at his word. Praise God. And as they were praying, days went by. All of a sudden, the swelling went down. The discoloration left. And this little boy got up and he began to play again. And he graduated from high school. And he went to college. Praise God. And he became the president, Dwight D. Eisenhower of the United States of America. Amen. We're not looking to run for a political office, but we're looking to rise up in this twilight time. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. Amen. But if this little boy would not have shown conviction, if the little boy was not bold and tell the doctor, you're not going to cut off my leg. If the family did not have conviction, if the family was not praying, if the family did not believe in an old granddad that believed God was able to do something, Eisenhower would not have been the president. Eisenhower would not have rose up in the twilight. Praise God. I believe, amen, as we continue to march in the end time hour, there's going to be families, there's going to be young people, there's going to be single moms, there's going to be single dads. because I believe to do nothing, you get nothing. But I believe if you're like these poor leprous men, when things were up against him, when time was running out, we read in 2 Kings chapter number 6, it was a famine in the land. In 2 Kings 6 and 24, Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, he gathered all his hosts and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And I don't want to read the rest of the chapter, but people began to do crazy things because there was a famine. And when you're famished in your soul, let me tell you where you ought to be coming. Right here, the Landmark Pentecostal Church. Praise God. Amen. And these four leprous men, Brother Johnson, no doubt, they had spouses and had kids. Praise God. Praise. Come here, brother. Come here, brother. Come here, brother. Come here, brother. Y'all are four lepers tonight. Praise God. But they were in a great famine. They were in a situation. They were at the end of the road. Hey, when you're at the end of the road, the only way to go is come to church and let God pick you up. Praise God. These poor leprous men, they were running out of time. They told their wives, they told their kids, it's 50-50 chance. If we don't do nothing, we're going to die as lepers. If we don't do nothing, we're going to die from hunger. But they got up in the twilight. But I could see their jaws were sinking in. They were starting to lose weight. They had to put some suspenders on. But when you're famished in your soul, you don't do what you need to do to get a hold of God. When you're famished in your soul and you have need of God, you don't care what nobody thinks about you. You're going to make your way to a church that preaches a message that you can rise up in the twilight. These four leprous men, they didn't care how far they had to travel. They left the camp. You read Leviticus, they were not supposed to be near civilization. They had their own colony. They had their own camp. But they said, hey, there's a famine in the land. What are we doing just, amen, sitting in the camp? Don't you know what God has provided for you? Don't you know God is still a way maker? Don't you know God, He can fix it for you? Don't you know God can change your life? Don't you know God can forgive your sins? Don't you know God, He's still a way maker? How do you know He's a way maker? What have He done for you? Have He brought you out? Without a doubt. Have He saved your soul? Made you whole. Praise God. These poor leprous men, they didn't know what God had done for them. They didn't know that God had provided a way for them. But no doubt, Brother Johnson, these four leprous men is where some of us can get, is in a place of loneliness. They were lonely in the camp. They only civilized and then congregated with lepers. But they stepped out. somebody. They only segregated and congregated with lepers. But they said, I don't care what the, amen, I don't care what the rule book says. I'm going to step out. I'm too hungry. Oh, my. When you're hungry for God, you're going to do what you need to do to get your full. When you're thirsty for God, you're going to do what it takes, amen, for Him to quench your thirst. Come on, somebody. These poor leprous men, they bucked the tide. They came against the grain. They said, hey, we're not worried about, amen, what the rule book says, that we're going to dwell all outside the camp, but we're going to get up from where we're at and go to the city. Glory to God. Somebody ought to make their way to God tonight and recognize, hey, you don't have to die a leper. You don't have to die lost. You don't have to die with famish in your soul. But you can get what God got for you. I can imagine with the famine in the land, these poor leprous men broke a record. They came, they became part of history. When you read the Old Testament, there's a lot of talk about lepers. See, leprosy is a type of sin, and sin takes you down, but Jesus can pick you up. Sin causes you to lose sense of what you're missing. But the Holy Ghost power will give you power to know that what you got is real. These poor leprous men, I don't know how far they traveled. No doubt they were sweating. No doubt they were weak. But they stepped out from where they were. I tell you, when you're hungry for God, nothing else will matter. When you need a breakthrough, nothing else will matter. When you're at the end of the road, nothing else will matter. Knowing that God can pick you up. Knowing that God can change you. These four lepers, man, they traveled together. They were unified. One of them was about to pass out. They said, no, we're not going to leave you. No one left behind. Hey, we're in this together. Hey, we're in revival together. Hey, we're believing in the move of God together. We believe that somebody's going to rise up in this twilight hour together. What God done for you, He can do for the poor lepers. Glory, if He done for the poor lepers, He can do it for somebody else. I'm talking about poor lepers, men. I'm talking about men that didn't deserve to rise up in the twilight. But I can imagine these poor lepers, men. They locked hands together. They marched through the desert. Maybe through some water. Maybe through a little hill to get to the city. They say, hey, we're not far away. They kept on marching. Hey, they said, we're almost at the city. Don't stop. Some of you are too close to a revival in your soul. Why are you going to stop? Some of you are too close to a move of God in your soul. Don't hesitate. They could have waited another day, but they would have missed the opportunity. Hey, don't procrastinate about salvation. Don't procrastinate about praying through. Don't procrastinate about getting your full in God. Don't procrastinate, amen, about receiving what God has for you. They got up. They got up. They made their way to the city. They knew Brother Johnson.
family and a city. There's a gate, and you can't go past the gate unless you have a request, unless you have a password. Hey, the password is repent and be baptized, every one of you. Every one of us. They all got the same thing. They all experience the same thing. Come on, somebody. We're going to experience, we want to experience, and yes, you will experience what they experienced in Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 19. They received the Holy Ghost. And we're baptized by one Spirit. We're baptized in the one body. Can you imagine these lepers? They all was marching in the same direction. They all had a purpose in mind. They knew that the famine was great and people were doing crazy things in the previous chapter. They said, it's not going to come to us. We're not going to let this happen to us. What's happening to people in chapter 6 of 2 Kings. The honeyhead is not going to happen to us. If we're going to die, we're going to die hard. If we're going to die, we're going to die in the faith. My. They said, hey, if we're going to die, we're not going to die of a famine. We're not going to die of a famine. If we're going to die, we're going to die where we're born of. Hey, when you're born again of the Word and of the Spirit, we're going to die in the faith. But Elder Kenny, these four leprous men, they went against the tide. I'll tell you, when you need something from God, you're going to buck against what the world is telling you. You're going to buck against what family is telling you. You're going to buck against what they're telling you at school. Because I'm going to rise up in the twilight. Because the Lord is going to be seen upon us. I'm going to rise up and be counted of those that refuse to die of a famine. Little did these four lepers men know what God had provided for them. Can I tell you tonight? If you only knew what we knew, you'd be shouting like us. We're full tonight in the right way. We're full of the goodness of God. We're full of the Word of God. We're full of the Holy Ghost. And we're going to encourage somebody tonight. You can rise up in the twilight. You can get a hold of God like we have gotten a hold of God. These poor leprous men were about to get a hold of something that they were hungry for. They were about to get a hold of something that they were thirsty for. Amen. But it wouldn't have happened if they didn't get up. They got all the way to the gate of the city, expecting a guard to be there. Jesus already paved the way. He's already died, was buried, and he rose again so we can repent and be baptized in water in his name so we can receive the Holy Ghost. Bible doesn't say the age group of these poor lepers, man. Bible doesn't say the age group of these poor lepers, man. So it matters not the age group. What matters is you're getting up from where you're at in the twilight time. We're in a twilight time in this world. Hey, God, I believe if God was to roll back the curtains, and then in this platform and show us the things that are happening in the spirit. It will blow some of our minds. But tonight, we don't have to sit down of where we're at in life. But we can get up and say, I'm going to do something. If I do nothing, nothing happens. But if I do something, 50-50 chance, something will happen. Holy God. Yeah. I sure believe we're going to see people that are hooked on this, that, and another rise up in the twilight. Amen. The church is still here. God haven't took his church home because there's still people outside the camp that need to get in the tent, that need to come in the church and get their full. Hey, the world has done them wrong. They tried drinking. They tried smoking. They tried this, that, and another. And it only brought heartache. It only brought emptiness. It only brought turmoil. It only brought devastation. But here in the house of God, there's much bread. Here in the place of worship, you can get what you need. Here in the house of God, somebody gonna rise up. These poured up as men, step out. Step out. Step out of norm in the abnormal. Step out of carnality. Into the spirit. Step up. Poor leprous men. Glory to God. They got to the gate. They rose up. And they got to the gate. But they asked themselves a question. Why sit we here until we die? In other words, it's do or die. In other words, let's do something. Let's have revival. Let's have a move of God. In other words, we're going to take a chance. In other words, God brought us this far. He's not going to leave us. Holy to God. They said, if we go into the city, the famine is in the city. See, when you're famished in your heart, when you're famished in your soul, you begin to think that which is good, evil. That which is evil, good. These poor leprous men, the famine brought a something going on in their mind. They traveled all the way to the gate, and they said, why sit we here until we die? They traveled all the way to the gate. Can I tell somebody? You've come to church tonight. You got dressed. Why sit you there until you die? You can get up from where you at. God can change your life. Yes, he can. Same God right now as he was back then. He'll do it again. Hey, you came all the way to the house of God. Why sit you here until you die? Something triggered. Something triggered. All of a sudden, the mind began to change. He said, no. No. They said, we sit still here, we die also. Now, therefore, come let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. Something was getting to move in their heart. Something began to change their mind. It was God that wants to change your direction. It's God that wants to change your mind. He wants you to start thinking right. He wants you to start walking right. He wants you to have revival in your soul. The Bible says they rose up. They rose up in the twilight. Something triggered. Something moved them. It was God. Hey, I still believe. I still believe God moves upon somebody that's tired of being where they're at, and they want to come up higher. Oh, I'll tell you, I'm about close. I still believe God takes notice of those that's tired of being in the dumps and want to go to the palace. I still believe God takes notice of those that's tired of living in life without power, without the anointing, without His help. I still believe God takes notice upon those that's tired of being tired. Come on, let's praise. These four letters, they encourage us tonight. They inspire us tonight. If they did it, you can do it. If they stepped out, you can step out. If they rose up in the twilight, you can rise up, sir. Yes, you can. Talking about four leprous men. Talking about men that didn't have any hope. We're talking about men that were at the end of the road. We're talking about men that knew a death sentence was hanging over their head. They said, hey, we're going to die. We're going to die hard. We're going to die fighting. We're going to die giving it all we got. Somebody. That's what I feel. In this end time hour, I believe there's couples, young people, even elders. Amen. We're going to give it all we got. We're going to rise up and do the will of God. We're going to rise up and see revival in our city. We're going to hear, we're going to be praying. God, give us children, or else we die. Come on, somebody going to rise up. These four leopard men, they started marching toward the front. They said, hey, we're going to do it. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it together. If we're going to get it, we're going to get it together. Hallelujah. They started marching. They started marching. And they got up from being at the gate way too long. Hey, it's time to get beyond the gate. It's time to get beyond the gate. There's a call of God. He said, come and dine. The master calleth. Come and dine. He's calling tonight. He said, come and dine. Come and dine. He's calling you tonight. He said, come. Come. Come and dine. The master calling. Come and dine. You can feast at Jesus' table anytime. He who fed the multitude and turned the water into wine. He's calling tonight to rise up in the twilight. He's calling tonight to get what you need from God. He's calling tonight to pray it through. He's calling tonight to reach out for Him. I believe these four leprous men, they received a cue from God. They received a nudge from God. God's trying to nudge you tonight, sir. God's trying to get your attention tonight. These four leprous men are written in the Word of God to this end, that we may believe on Jesus Christ. We must repent and get right with Him. He's calling you to repent so you don't have to vanish and die. He's calling you to get right because He got an abundant supply. Come on, somebody. He's calling you to rise up. Rise up. Get what you need. Get what you need in this church service. These poor leprous men, they waiting. They wasn't waiting on the choir to sing. But they were hungry. They were thirsty. They had need in their soul. Come on. They rose up. They didn't rise up to an empty tent. Telling you, when you rise up and come to God at this church, you won't get what you need. The same God that changed us. The same God that said, let your joy be full. The same God that gave us peace like a river. The same God that gave us victory over all enemies. The same God that said, I'm calling you out of darkness into the marvelous light. The same God that says, I want you to be the head and not the tail. He said, rise up. I made a way for you. Rise up. You can do it. Get up from where you at. Get up from way low, way below where God wants you to be. Brother John said, I don't know who's going to be next to rise up. They didn't rise up for pride. They were lepers. There was nothing prideful about being leper. But they rose up in humbleness. They rose up in submission. They rose up with a hunger. They rose up. They didn't care what anybody thought of them. They bucked the ties. And they humbled their heart. They submitted themselves. They surrendered all. When you Jesus, when you rise up, you're going to be hit behind the cross. Come on, let's lift our hands. Let's pray. Somebody's going to rise up. I don't know who's going to be next in Lebanon. I don't know who's going to be next. And we don't care who's going to be next. We know what God can do. He can do everything but fail. He can change a heart. He can take a heart that's dark with sin and cause His power to come inside. He can cause you to rise up so you can get your full. Hey, we're living in a famine world. But the church is a place where you can get what you need. Come on. Who's going to rise up? Who's going to rise up? What next couple going to rise up? Time would fail to go through the word of God of those that rose up. David rose up from keeping his father's sheep. He said, if they're not a cause, hey, give me a sling. Hey, give me some old weapons for a new day. Peter rose up. He denied the Lord. But he was used on the opening day of the church. Hey, somebody, matter not who you are, but what you can become. Matter not what you did, but what he can do for you. Come on, he sees not what we are, but what we can be. He's going to take a chance on somebody. He took a chance on these four leprous men that rose up in the twilight time. Come on, somebody. I'm opening up this altar. Somebody ought to come and pray. Somebody ought to come there to make their way to God. Somebody ought to rise up from where you're at. Hey, don't have a self-pity attitude. Hey, man, we all been outside the camp. We've all been alienated from the life of God. But the blood will make you nigh. Praise God. Oh, this church is rising up. Can I tell you, guests tonight, in Mark Pentecostal Church, we're rising up in this twilight time. We want a revival like never before. We're praying people through because we're hungry for revival. We know yesterday's gone, and today we're in need. Because we're going to rise up in the twilight time. There's too many testimonies in this building of how God delivered from drugs and alcohol, immorality, and the list can go on. Because we decided to rise up and not stay outside the gate. But come on in this house. Come on in this house. Pray. Somebody gonna rise up. Somebody's feeling it. These four leper men felt something. Come on, young men. Come on, couples. Come on, sisters. Come on. Open up to God. Open up to God. Open up to God. That's what God's doing in this end time hour. He said, arise And not just arise, but shine. He said, hallelujah. And the call of God. And the call of God. For somebody to rise up. Yes, I'm inviting you to come and pray with us. Come and pray with us. Come on, find a place to pray. Come on, somebody pray. Somebody, I'm telling you, these four leprous men, tears were coming down their cheeks because they rose up and they went inside the tent. They began to eat. They began to drink. They had provision that they needed because they rose up. They got up from where they were. Somebody get up from where you're at. Get up from where you're at.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Pray. Come on, somebody pray through. Somebody get your breakthrough. Come on. Come on, these four leper men, they could have continued to be outside the camp. They could have stayed where they were, but they weren't satisfied. They said, no, we're going to die hard. And we're going to die fighting. And they made their way to the city. That's it. Come on, that's it. Come on. We're inviting you to come and pray. Come on, pray through. Come on, let this be the night that God stamps an approval on your life again. Let this be the night that you get what you need in God to give you strength to run on. Rise up. Rise up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Come on, there's been many people that gotten up. Look at Hebrews. Time will tell us. But Abraham got up. He looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And he rose up and he chose to suffer the affliction with the people of God rather than endure sin for a season. Come on, somebody rise up. I'm telling you, time would fail. Barak rose up. Joseph rose up. Lydia, they rose up. Pray, pray, pray. Come on. Come on, these four leprous men, they were beyond the call of duty. They went outside their comfort zone. They stepped out of their comfort zone. They stepped outside the camp into the city. They went beyond the gate. They knew if we're going to get anything, we got to go beyond the gate. We got to go a little bit further. Hallelujah to God. Don't you want more from God? Come on. Come on, somebody praying. Somebody's not satisfied. You're not satisfied where you're at. I know you're not. These four lepers, man, they weren't satisfied where they were at. They said, we won't get up. We're going to come back, honey. Maybe we won't, but maybe we will. And we're going to take a chance. When they did, little did they know that the Lord had called, amen, the Syrians to hear a noise. Hallelujah to God. Come on. Oh, come on. That's what God's doing. He's calling people to rise up. That's what God's doing. He's calling those that need God to rise up. To rise up. These four leper men, they said, well, no, we're not alright. We're not alright. There's a famine in the land. Come on, when you get to that place, you'll say, I'm not alright. I do need something from God. I do need a breakthrough. That's when God can move on you. That's when God can have his way in your life. Hallelujah. But don't get to a place where I'm alright. I'm alright. No. We need God again. We need another breakthrough. Hallelujah. These four leprous men, they got the breakthrough they needed. They got the breakthrough they will believe in God. Pray. Pray. Come on. Come on, get a hold of God. Come on, get a hold of God. Get a hold of God. These four leper men knew time was running out. I tell you, when you're hungry, you go to any restaurant to get something to eat. You don't care what they're going to feed you. But when you're hungry, you're going to come to the table and take what's going to be fed to you because you're hungry. Find somebody to pray with. Find somebody to pray with. These four leper men, they were unified. They all moved toward the city. They encouraged one another. We're almost there. We're almost through our breakthrough. We're almost to seeing something happen. There's got to be something beyond the gate. Amen. There's got to be something beyond the gate. Come on. Little did they know, amen, what was waiting behind the gate was their provision that they needed. You got to be willing to go past the gate. You got to be willing to go past the gate. You got to be willing to push yourself. You got to be willing to do whatever God has you to do. That's it. Come on, that's just surrender to God. Surrender that life to God. Yield to God. Open up to God. Come on. Come on. You can do it. These four lepers men did it. You can do it.